I'm back with a little bit of a Behind the DJ. I'm featuring Allison Williams, one of our Air Force DJs here at KPCW. She is a world traveler, a Swiftie, and so much more. I can't wait for you to hear this wonderful conversation I had with Allison Williams. So I'm here with Allison Williams, one of our Air Force volunteer DJs. And I've been talking to all the different DJs here and slowly getting to know them all and their stories. And so happy to be here with you today. And I see you have a Lucky Ones pin on.
Yes, I do. I just came from my Park City Rotary meeting. I'm a board member for them here in Park City. But I am also the community engagement manager for Lucky Ones Coffee. And we are a local nonprofit coffee shop, been in business for 8 years. And we employ and empower individuals with disabilities and the neurodiverse community. So it is an incredibly joyful and gratifying job. I love my team and I love what I do.
Was it 2019 or 2020 when they opened?
Yes. So it was actually 8 years ago. So that would have been, 2018.
2018. Yeah. So it's like one of the heartbeats and proud things of this community.
It truly is.
You know?
It is, right. It's the heartbeat of our community. It's in the heart of Old Town. But, you know, our team is incredibly capable and we're teaching job skills for their lifetime. And what's very interesting, too, is we have almost no turnover there. We have individuals who've worked with us since day one. Been there for 8 years and love what they do every day and are so passionate the same way I am. So it's just a very joyful place to be and be around every day.
Yeah.
It really works here. You know, we have the free transportation for individuals with disabilities that really helps them to be able to get to and from work, because right now of our employees, we only have two that drive themselves. So having that transportation is key for them to get to and from work.
Let's talk about you and a little bit about yourself. Are you a transplant?
I am, of course. Most people in Park City.
Yes, of course.
Which I love. It's such a great melting pot of very well-traveled, worldly individuals. I'm from New Orleans myself.
Oh, my gosh. I just went to New Orleans.
Oh, did you really?
In November, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a great time of year.
My girlfriend's 50th birthday, and she had never really celebrated it in a girls' trip kind of way, so there was like six of us that went, and she grew up there, so, and has deep, deep roots. Mm-hmm. We went to Galatoire's for Friday lunch.
Oh, my gosh, Galatoire's. That's Friday lunch is unreal. It is a party.
It was the most unbelievable lunch of my lifetime.
Yes. I've only been once, and it was just
six
was
hours
magic.
Later.
Yes.
You roll out of there.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
What just happened?
Yes, yes. That's the best part of New Orleans. It's so magical. Spent a lot of time in California. That's where I met my husband, and we went on a quick 3-day trip to Hawaii and decided we wanted to move there and realized then that both of our companies could transfer us there against everyone's wishes, because everyone's like, you're going to move to Hawaii? What are you thinking? And we did, and we were there for 15 years. And we lived on two different islands. We were on Oahu for 5 years, Maui for 10, and it was magic.
And how did you go from Hawaii to here?
So we had a dream that we wanted to travel full time. And we planned it for about 5 or 6 years that we would save our money. We were property investors as well. So, you know, we decided we would time the market to the right time to sell a few of our properties. So we did that. And we traveled the nation and didn't work for about 3 years.
No way.
Yeah, it was incredible. And we traveled to 40 states. We went to five provinces of Canada. We traveled throughout Europe. We traveled throughout Mexico and found Park City and never left.
Wow. So, obviously, if you found Park City, I was just going to say, did you have a favorite on this continent?
You know what? Park City has my heart for many reasons, but I think the most surprising places that kind of blew us away is we love Michigan. Michigan was incredible. We spent about a month and a half throughout, you know, the palm of Michigan. We didn't even know there was a UP in Upper Peninsula until we got out there. I mean, that's why travel is so important, to see things, you know, for yourself. But incredible. And you only meet people from Michigan in Michigan, because during summertime, they never leave because it's magic. I mean, some of the inland lakes look exactly like the Bahamas. And then we really love Kentucky. We spent a lot of time in Kentucky and along the Bourbon Trail. So We became bourbon experts along the way. Yeah. Now we collect bourbon. It's a very expensive hobby.
So you got to Park City. It was just on the stop?
Well, what was funny is we did the entire eastern and kind of middle of the U.S., and we had all of the rest of the western side of the U.S. and western Canada to complete in our travel. So, like, this is like national park and state park, because we were traveling in an RV. Getting those camping reservations is very challenging. And I spent months curating an entire 7-month trip to stay at all the best state parks, all the national parks. I was very proud of my curated, you know, travel plans. And we went to Europe, got back, and the RV that we were traveling in was all new technology. And all that technology was failing and needed to be replaced, but the parts were not available. And so we're like, okay, we need somewhere to spend summertime that's cool. And we stayed in a hotel for like a night, and then it was 3 nights, and then we stayed for 2 weeks, and then it was 3 weeks. And
waiting
like,
for your thing to get repaired?
Well, yeah, we thought, well, let's just check out this place, because we knew it was going to take a few months for the repairs to be done. Just loved Park City, and we started looking for summer housing, and I started working for Lucky Ones, and they took a chance on me just for like a summertime job. And who knew, almost 3 years later, that we're sitting here, and it's just the love of my life working for Lucky Ones. And, you know, now we found a permanent home here, and you just never know. Like, basically what happened is we spent the entire summer, the parts never returned, and I was like, I don't want to leave. So we sold the RV, and we doubled down here.
No way.
Yeah, was so burnt out from traveling. I think, you know, I've taken in the last 2 years, like maybe 2 trips. I did go see Taylor Swift in Vancouver, Canada. That's like, you know, I will travel for Taylor.
Yes.
but I haven't wanted to travel at all. I just love being here. I love being home. And this is our home now. So we're very happy to be here. And, you know, serendipitously, it all worked out.
Wow. That's amazing. Did you, do you ski? Are you winter people? I mean,
no.
You lived in Hawaii. So this is pretty, I don't know how you get more opposite in terms of the just the climate, obviously. I mean,
yes.
The people, maybe it's very similar in the sense of like this expat feeling where people come from everywhere else and it's a destination and it's a tourism, you know, hotspot and all that. But you went from flip-flops to fur.
Yes, I did.
Faux fur.
Yes, we did. I don't do anything adventurous, so I don't ski. I won't even get on a chairlift. I am such a little scaredy pants. I'm also married to Evel Knievel himself, because my husband is, you know, skiing and mountain biking and doing everything scary and doing all the jumps and all the things. So we're very opposite in that aspect. But like here, I mean, there's so many things to be involved with, you know, and I do a ton of volunteer work in town, and like, those are my hobbies. Those are things, getting out in the community and being involved and making a difference. Like, that's the stuff that I love to do.
So obviously you volunteer here.
Yes.
How did you find your way to KPCW?
Okay, so I came in to record a PSA for Lucky Ones. My dad has been a news director for 2 very prestigious radio stations over my entire lifetime. So he was syndicated across 15 states. And so I grew up being in a radio station, so I'm familiar with it. Recording the PSAs, I had a couple that I had to record, and I didn't have to have them edited. They were perfectly done the first time. And they're like, whoa, you know, and Bill was like, hey, you know, that was really great. You know, we're looking for DJs. Are you interested? And I said, absolutely.
Nice.
And I was training with Mitch, like, I don't know, a week later.
And have you enjoyed it?
I've really loved it. Yes. It's been about 1.5 years now, and it's wonderful. You know, I try to kind of theme my shifts for having local concerts here in town. I'll try to play a lot of those songs. I'll do like a yacht rock day.
Love yacht rock.
I always play Taylor Swift at least one song every single shift, because why not? I'm a big Swiftie, and I know there's a lot of Parkites that are Swifties as well. So I have to represent for our community.
Any news on Taylor? Do we have any?
You know, new album is fantastic. I was so happy as a DJ working with my news directors. I was the first person to play a song from the new album, and it was so cool because they saved that for me for my shift, that I could play The Fate of Ophelia on air, which was like so cool. That's the pinnacle of my DJ experience here at KPCW.
Special request. Do people know you're the Swiftie person, and do you get lots of requests?
Yes, I do get lots of requests, but mostly to not play Taylor Swift is the request. Like, hey, like mostly to not play Taylor Swift.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
People call and ask for you not to do.
Friends of mine online and people listening, and you know, it's not their favorite, but it's okay. It's my favorite. It's my DJ shift, so
that's
I'm
right.
gonna play what I want. So
exactly.
You know,
yours and billions of other people that
yeah.
love you. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so
this
much.
This is lovely.
Of course.
Thank you.
So welcome.